Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. How you be today? I'm already a little bit spacey from connecting to the energies, but it's such an honor and a privilege to be here with you today. Today is the last week in the year 2015. Can you believe we've been together for almost a whole year? Yeah, when this idea was brought to me, I was so nervous at the beginning. I was like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can talk in the air. I don't know if, there were so many unknowns. And then it just became so natural to be talking to people and not even know if people are going to listen. And then to get feedback and saying, hey, I appreciate what you said a couple of months ago. I'm taking that to heart. And now I'm finding that I have changed. I didn't realize the change was going on. And all because I listened to the show, I was like, wow, how does it get any better? And what else is possible, right? What else can we do in 2016? And the feedback that I'm getting about actualizing your targets, it's amazing. You guys are freaking creators, my God. I don't ever want to hear you guys say, like, you can't do anything, you're just a senseless poor little me, because the feedback I'm getting from you guys is amazing. People are visualizing having joyful get-togethers, and they did have harmonious get-togethers for the holidays, and for a lot of you, the holidays were very stressful. So just the visualization of having ease in your life, having ease with the people that you were going to be in contact with, actually just, visualizing that in the morning or in the evening, and then you actually had it. You were like, what the heck happened? Did everybody just change? Who took these people and brought aliens back in their place? It's funny, somebody wrote saying, my family has gone away and been replaced by aliens because they're not my family. They're not behaving the way they normally do, criticizing me all the time. So that was very nice to hear. Now imagine what else you could create. I have this client of mine who's working with me, and he is about to graduate high school. So he's getting ready for that, and he would like to go to a particular university. But from past experience, his brother also wanted to go to this one university, but because of whatever, he was told that, come back after you do 2 years and then we'll consider you again. So knowing that experience and knowing how this university thinks, I have been working with him to visualize him receiving a letter, being accepted to university. And if that's his number one priority right now, then he should do that. I don't know about you guys, but this past week, as soon as it's Monday, my targets, I have my top 10 targets, right? And I wanted it all now. I was like, how am I going to do all of this? Your visualization should be so crisp, so clear as to what you want for you to actualize your target, right? So, and I had three things that I wanted to do. So I decided to focus on one. And out of the one, I think visualizing this, that I can taste it, that I can smell it, that I can see it in my bank account, in everything. And it's been so much ease. What I used to do before been way 10,000 times easier than now. It's like than before. Before it was like, oh my gosh, I would just be dreading. I would put in so much energy, and it was like dredging through mud and through the snowstorms and everything to get it done. But now it's like it's easy pieces. Oh my gosh. Now, my other thing is I need to visualize this. But everything is number one priority, right? And there's only so many times you can do this. So what I've been doing is, and I haven't been doing it consciously by any means, but I visualize, I go to sleep. And then I wake up about 3 a.m. or so. And I'm like, I wake up, and then I'm like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, let me focus on my next visualization. And then I fall asleep again. So it's kind of like cheating, but it's not. Because I'm like, okay, I want things yesterday. I don't want to have to wait for anything. And things are, so much energy has been moving and moving and moving. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. But I am so happy that you guys are also having tremendous success with your visualizations, with meeting your targets. And please, please don't take a page out of my book. Be patient. Be patient. And visualize as much as you can every night for at least 7 days, 5 to 7 days, and make it so clear. And then you don't forget, it took you however many years you are to get where you are. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. And I need to also heed my advice, but for me, it's so hard to do so because I'm like, I'm in a quest to get things done and you know, coming hell or high water, I'd be on the other side of the river. But if you are one of those people, do whatever you have to do to get there. I'm not slowing you down. But please, if you can, slow down. If you just cannot, do whatever you can, but get there. You have the tool. And if you can do it, if I can do it, so can you. Because there's nothing out of this world. There's nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing that I can do and you cannot. Okay? So please, don't be thinking that I'm anything, you know. We might have different vibrations. I might be here for one purpose. You might be here for something else. But you know what? You are as much of a creator as I am. And we are both going to be moving way up there. Okay? So, having said that, let's move on to your second priority for what your target for 2016. And if you are not done, if you haven't actualized the first priority, let's go ahead and give that priority more charge to come to fruition. Don't forget that sometimes if it's not the right time for it to come yet, it's going to take a little bit longer because the universe has to move so many variables in order to actualize what you're asking. So be patient with that. But keep at it. Keep feeling it. Keep living it. Keep tasting it. Keep smelling it. Whatever it is that if you have to use all your senses as you do this, do it. But you will get fruits and beautiful, delicious fruits out of your work. So let's go ahead and do the second one. This time I'm thinking that we are going to not work with the stars because you guys already know how to work with the stars. So what we're going to do is we're going to work with the central sun, and we are going to be asking the central sun for assistance, energetic assistance, for working and getting to our target. So that we can go ahead and actualize and live the life we want to live. Okay? So let's go ahead and take a deep breath. And exhale. One more time. Exhale. Now imagine roots growing out of your feet. deep and wide. Deep and wide. Now pull energy from the mother. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pull energy from the earth. Continuously let it flow. Just get yourself grounded, because without being grounded to the mother, to the earth, actualizing what you desire, it's a little bit harder. Now, let's go ahead and take a voyage to the Grand Central Sun. Just imagine yourself going to the Grand Central Sun, to the sun that is nice and friendly. Although we perceive it to be hot, it's not. It's where you just feel so comfortable. You're in the middle of the sun now. If your body has been going through some challenges, and whose body has not, right? Next to you, there is a jar full of green gel. Go ahead and use that green gel generously throughout your body, whatever you have the intensities. And put it on thick if you desire. The green gel is a healing product from the Grand Central Sun. And this green gel next to you is made just for you. If you have to put it all over your body, go ahead and do that. You are home. Now lower your barriers and picture yourself pushing down this shield so that you're able to receive from the Grand Central Sun what it wants to give you. Now expand yourself as big as the sun. So you and the sun are one. And you know how big the sun is, huh? Now make yourself bigger than the sun in all directions. Last week we touched the stars, the Pleiades constellation. Being expanded like this, we are all over the galaxies, all over the universe. Can you feel the energy from all these stars out there? Cassiopeia, Taurus, Orion, the Pleiades. And lower your barriers and receive. Receive the contribution that they want to give to you. Hercules, Pegasus, Big Dipper. All these constellations that are out there. They've been out there for billions of years. And you know them. They know you. And allow the Creator to give you the energy of being money. Because money is just an energy. You don't have to work hard for your money. You don't have to inherit money. You just have to be it. You have to vibrate at it. And allow the Creator to allow you to download energies that are only yours and yours alone, that are going to be a contribution to your life, your creation, now and in the future. Drop your barriers. You are safe. And expand. Continue to expand. Twenty 2015 was a good year. It taught us some good lessons. But it also took some being away from us, from the physical form. Those beings are still out there in energy form. And some of them have even come back in the physical form. They have reincarnated again. Sometimes that's all we do. We get tired of the body, we leave, and we come back right away. So allow Creator to assist you in your grieving process. Cryon says that the grieving is not for the one that's gone, but it's for the one that's left behind. We are the ones who miss the physical form of the other being. And that's right. Let's go ahead and expand these energies given to us, to our past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Let's go ahead and extend the energies to our siblings, to our lineage, siblings, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, future generations, children, grandchildren. Let's go ahead and unplug from the collective consciousness of limiting beliefs and plug into anything's possible. Unplug from someone else who's controlling us to I am in control. I am power. Drop your barriers, please. Stay expanded. Remember, you're bigger than the galaxy. Your energy is going through several galaxies out there. That's how majestic you be. Draw energy from all these constellations, from all these planets out there. Feel that in your body. Very good. Now let's get back into our bodies. Let's get back into our bodies and ground the energy received. Ground, ground, ground. And pull energy from the earth through your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and now your crown. Ground, ground, ground. And pull the energies from the earth. Up your roots, through your body, and out your crown. Good job. Now, when you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your face and open your eyes. Take a deep breath and exhale. Continue with your barriers down. And now receive from the room you're in. Just put your barriers down and expand into the room that you're in. Feel the furniture. What a contribution it is to you. Now, if you see a tree outside the room that you're in, expand all the way until you feel the tree inside of you. And allow that tree to contribute to you. This is to be in communion with everything. keep your barriers down and allow the contribution from everything. Everything wants to contribute to you. But you have to be in allowance. You have to be in allowance. Remember this. When you are in your bed at night and you're ready to go to sleep, drop your barriers and be one with your bedroom. Be one with your bed, with your pillow, with the covers on the bed over you, with the furniture around you, with the ceiling, with the floor, as you expand you and allow, and then you have your vision, envision, and you picture everything the way your life, the way you are creating your life. You see yourself getting that job. You see yourself getting customers. You see yourself having a successful business. You see yourself giving talks to millions of people in a big auditorium. You see yourself writing a book. You see yourself shaking hands, closing a deal. Whatever it is that you are looking to do, picture it, smell it. What are you wearing? What are the others wearing? Down to the last detail, and keep that up for 5 to 7 days. Keep a journal, and you're going to be noticing that the length of time it takes for you to create something is going to start getting shorter and shorter and shorter, because you're going to be practice. You're going to be an expert at it. And what would it take for you to get what you're asking for? And what else is possible? So, my friends, it's been my pleasure, it's been my honor to be here with you in the year of 2015. I wish you the best year in 2016. And what can we create? What can we create that would be that such a change that in 50, 100, 500 years from now, people will say, back in 2015, it's when the creation energy started by a tribe of individuals. They don't have to remember who they were, who were in the tribe. Just that's when the creation started. And when you come back in another body, you'll be able to recognize your creations from way back when. And what else is possible? Let's create a sustainable future, my friends. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy and prosperous New Year. Until next time. Bye-bye.